وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا عائشة، بارك الله فيك. From the story that he mentioned and the scenario that he explained, it seems that the brother have a problem with whispering, with waswas. If it's habit, any whispering come to him during the ibadah or after the worship, during the worship, he shouldn't what? Listen to it and count it. You understand? But if the brother, he didn't have that problem and it just came to him like that in that time, how about solutions, akhi? And what he did is not the correct way. If you are a normal person, I don't have problem with speaking, and this issue doesn't repeat to you always. You understand? So, in any situation, you are in the tashahud, like you said, in Salatul Isha, then suddenly you feel one rak'ah is missing. You understand? In that situation, stand immediately and pray one rak'ah. If you still in the tashahud and you didn't do taslim, stand immediately and I pray one rak'ah extra, then after the do the tashahud, then after that do taslim before, do sujood sahu before taslim. You understand me, akhi? And every step that I say to you have her own dealing. It's just I'm tired to mention for you the adillah, akhi. Otherwise, everything have its own day. Maybe in another question, in other time, inshallah, I could mention for you the evidence. This is the correct opinion, and every single point and the evidence is in the sahihain. Then, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, if the whispering came to him after taslim, then he said, after taslim, he finished, then he said, subhanAllah, I have what? I had doubts, maybe what rak'ah I'm missing. In this situation, don't even give any care for this kind of whispering. Just continue your istighfar and tawakkal ala Allah and go and sleep, akhi. You understand? He doesn't need to think about it if the whispering came to you after you finished the worship. But if it come inside, that is different. فهمت؟ وشك بعد العبادة لا يؤثر وهكذا إلى الشكوك تكثر. If the whispering came after you, after the taslim, don't give it a care. You understand? But if it's inside, you need to give it a care, you need to think about it. And like I said, in this scenario, stand immediately, do you want rak'ah, then after that, tashahud, then after that, sujood sahu before taslim, then after that, taslim. And now in your situation, you did this, you did that, you don't need to repeat anything. You understand? But we don't have a prayer after sujood sahu. Sujood sahu is the last thing before taslim or after taslim. You cannot pray one rak'ah after you do sujood sahu. But out of ignorance, and you ignorance at that time, you didn't repeat anything, but don't repeat this mistake again. You understand, akhi? Barakallahu fiqh.